This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's 2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. The draft has come and gone, and now we can analyze how we feel about it, what our emotions are, all of the stuff that we've gone through over the last 72 hours or so. And, Mike, I got to tell you, it was compelling all the way through the end. I mean, the last pick, Mr. Irrelevant, I'm sitting there. I wanted to see who it was going to be. But everybody's talking about how well they think our team did. And here's the deal. We got to talk about beyond, obviously, Jalen Walker and James Pierce. Mike and I got a chance to talk to those guys Friday. If you missed it, guys, go online, odyssey.com, and you get a chance to hear what they had to say as they made their way to the building. But, Mike, the rest of this draft, you kept saying, are they going to go corner? Are they going to do something else defensively? I kept thinking maybe big defensive tackle, but I think they feel like they've got those guys on the squad. How did you feel about the rest of this?
I like it. I mean, certainly they've added some pieces. I was actually a little more compelled by some of the undrafted signees, and we'll get into that too, because there's some potential there, as there is every year. But I love the Xavier Watts pick. Because he picks the ball. I mean, you're talking about a ball hawk. I mean, that's great to see. Billy Bowman, similar but different. And then Jack Nelson, I mean, a big giant dude from Wisconsin, right? I mean, I know it's a seventh rounder, and the odds of a seventh rounder making it aren't great. But hopefully we can get some depth at some of these swing positions on the offensive line. I think it's all you could have asked for. I mean, look, everything I saw this week, and I know that, you know, people get upset when you see these grades, and I've seen everything from an A minus to a C minus. I think some knucklehead at Yahoo called it asinine to move up for James Pierce. So, I mean, look, and that's basically where this draft rides. If James Pierce Jr. hits the ground running or is really double digit sack guy in the next 2 years, then it's a win. But that's kind of like the focal point of our draft. It was the pivot to move up back in the first round.
I totally agree, because the reality is, if this trade, and trades only work out if you win. Trades, if you make a trade like this and you give up future compensation, especially a first-round pick, and it doesn't work into our favor, it's a fail. So, yeah, it's about winning. It's about production. And I will tell you, Mike Green, who we talked a lot about, went 59th to the Ravens. I still think right now where he's at coming into the NFL, he's a better pass rusher. But with that said, it doesn't mean that James Pierce may not work out and he may not be that guy ultimately. But I agree. I mean, look, I just felt like the thing that was bothersome for a lot of folks is the Falcons were able to overlook James Pierce's issues, okay? And he had some. And they had other guys who weren't even on their board. And it's interesting to say, okay, you're concerned about these issues with this individual, but you're not concerned about these issues with this guy. And so a lot of people have looked at that and said, okay, wait, is that double standard? Look, they were convinced and sold that this was going to be a guy that could help them in the pass rush game, and so they went and got him. And Mike, let's be honest, whether it was a reach, whether we don't like that they went back and made this deal, if we win, no one will care. If we win and this defense is as good as we think it can be ultimately down the road, I'm not saying next season, I'm just saying as he grows into a player, then nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to remember that, oh, they went back into the first round to get this guy if he produces.
Right. We talked a lot about Mike Green and Ezeraku. And again, had we just, for argument's sake, had we standed to pat and we didn't move up, and if they liked a guy like Ezeraku, because I do believe Pierce Jr. is clearly gone by 46, but Ezeraku goes at 44. Of course, you know, the Ravens being the Ravens, they, you know, look, if you're not concerned with Mike Green and there's no criminal charges or nothing to look at here, we talked about the character issue you just mentioned. The Ravens just always seem to get the guys that fit. And as a fan, you just feel they're going to be a perfect fit in that organization. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it plays out. But, I mean, I don't know anyone who isn't impressed by Malachi Starks and Mike Green, your first two picks. But getting back to us, yeah, it's all about Pierce Jr. Is this guy going to be a difference maker? Is he going to bulk up? You know, we were talking with some of our friends in the league, and some guys were saying there's tremendous potential. But everyone almost agrees universally he needs to be coached up.
He does. And again, raw talent. That speed you can't teach. I mean, he's a 4-4 guy coming off the edge. And by the way, here's what I take from this weekend as far as the Falcons are concerned. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got a lot to chop up, guys. Shedeur Sanders finally gets drafted. We had our own organizational situation that we're dealing with. And also the Braves, believe it or not, have found their way right back into the mix in our division. Tonight they're in Colorado. So we'll dive into all of that stuff. But, Mike, speed on defense has been upgraded. Speed on our defense has been upgraded. We didn't chase a corner, but you upgraded safety, and you may have drafted your safeties of the future with arguably the best safety in the business here to learn under, and that's Jesse Bates. The other thing is the pass rush got upgraded, regardless of what we think Pierce is going to be. And I'm totally on point with Mike. I'm skeptical about how that particular pick may play out because I felt like there were guys who should have gone in front of him. But if you're convinced, and I say this about Penix, and I'll say it about him, and they were convinced, they had the conviction, they drafted him. The other thing about our defense is we're getting guys back that we don't know how good they are. And everybody said, well, why don't they do this? What are we going to do? Why don't we go get a big defensive tackle? And Mike, over the weekend, I was talking with people. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Rook Guys was a 3-year starter at Clemson. He played last year. We got a glimpse of what he can possibly look like. But when you start talking about Brandon Dorlus coming back, who was the 4th-round pick last year, and Trice, I'm telling you, we felt like Trice looked the part. We didn't see enough of him, and then he gets hurt. But, Mike, you're bringing those guys into the fold, and then you have other guys on this team who now, with the edge taken care of, you can potentially move inside, and maybe you have even more versatility inside.
Right, and I know that a lot of folks, and I love this question, well, how you use Jalen Walker? I saw some of those breakdown of the analysis. I'm like, they'll figure it out, okay? And by the way, and if Ulbrich and Rock can't figure it out, shame on them. Because, yes, is he the right size to be an off-ball linebacker? Is he undersized to be a true edge? Look, the guy is a talent, okay? And you don't pass on the talent. And again, through a strange set of circumstances, he fell to us at 15. They will make it work. Now, again, I was as aggravated as everyone else watching the clock tick down on draft night, but he's our guy. So now you got to maximize his talent. If this rotation works, as you said, man, get some more size in the middle. Hopefully, you know, Zach Harrison, you know, and let's be honest, maybe he needs to beef up even more and just be one of those guys in the rotation with Onyemata, who's still on the team, right? And, of course, Rook, you just mentioned. So,
and Daquan Graham.
And Taquan and, you know, Street, some of those dudes. I'm just not overwhelmed because a lot of these guys are part of a rotation that got pushed around last year. That's my beef on the middle of the line.
And look, I don't just debate that. Were these guys out of position, though? Were some of these guys better inside than they were outside? You're asking them to do something, Mike, that they don't do. Pierce is coming in here. He's going to do what he's done. Mm-hmm. Jalen Walker's coming in here. Do what you've done, right? We've already heard from the weekend that defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, outside of the other situation, has said they're going to start him on the edge. That's what they want him to master.
Right.
So, Mike, you've got now that taken care of, and I think some of these guys who may be better fits in the middle help us there. We want to know what you guys think. 404-726-0929. Now that the draft is done, and again, I don't judge drafts, guys. Drafting day or the week of, there's no sense in it because we don't know. These guys haven't played a down for us. 2-3 years from now, you'll be able to judge, Mike. And there are drafts. Now you look back. Drake London, pretty good. Is Bijan Robinson pretty good? Like you can now say, hey, those guys were the right guys when we ended up picking them because of the effect that they're having on the football team.
Like right now, I mean, we can't judge the 2024 draft. I mean, we think we got good feelings about Rook. We haven't seen Braylon. We've only seen, you know, Michael Penix. You're just scratching the surface. So whatever you think that grade is, you got to let it breathe. 23, I got Robinson and I got Bergeron. Those guys are pretty darn good. Clark Phillips has been able to contribute. So I got, you know, two guys that are like rock stars. So, I mean, but to your point, and I'm not, this, by the way, this isn't a shot at D-Led, so don't sit there and go, you know, Mike and Kyle talking crap about me. No, I'm just saying, every writer, every editor puts this out there. Everybody provides content. It's just kind of like, you know, okay, give me a breakdown of a draft. Give me a grade. And I'm with Carl. It's based on preconceptions of the draft, everything that was already valuations, which we already found to be off based on where these guys were already drafted. So, again, to me, it's a joke. And don't waste your time with it. You won't know. You have no way of knowing. I don't know what James Pierce Jr. is going to be. I think you agree with me. If this draft is going to be a success, he's got to be a hit because there's a risk involved.
He's a first-round pick now. Yeah. I mean, like, we got two first-round picks.
Right.
In this draft.
That's how you have to... The second round, people, we gave up a second. No, the second, it's your first.
It's
okay?
Your first.
I mean,
that's right.
That's why people just, even in how they describe some things, they make it sound 10 times worse than it actually is.
But if I told you a first round pick was not as good or failed in 3 or 4 years from now, then that is a red check mark by the front office's name next to it, right? Because you cannot screw up your first round picks. You might screw up your third, your second, every now and then. Okay, I get that. Your first-round pick has to be a lock. And so we got two of those guys, and Mike's right. In essence, guys, what you gave up is you have to look at this as this was what we were going to do next year. And so that's how you have to look at it. We don't have that pick, but this is what we're going to do, and so there's a replacement. But, Mike, you're right. It, to me, is all about James Pierce Jr. and how good he's going to be.
If you go back and look at 2016, we kept talking about that same phrase. I need three starters. I think we got three starters.
I mean,
certainly they're going to be in the rotation, but you would have given the Falcons an A-plus for the 2016 draft. Three immediate contributors on defense, Austin Cooper, Schweitzer was a rotational guy, played, and eventually started on offensive line. That's about as good as it gets. That's about as good as the 2008 draft, which kind of was the bedrock that Matt Ryan was a part of and everybody else. So, yeah, but you didn't know that, and you couldn't sit there and go, yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, again, you don't know. So, yes, it to me, it's a... I'm not going to say it. It's a study in mental self-gratification. How's that? When it comes to giving a grade to a draft right now.
And by the way, for Pierce, if you're going, yeah, Duke, say, here you guys, what concerns? There were off-the-field concerns. Nothing like criminal, okay? But as I said to Mike, maturity, right? We're talking about, are you mature enough to handle the situation that you are about to be thrust into? And some guys aren't, man. And we're going to find out fairly quickly if he is or if he isn't. But the bottom line is some of that stuff resonates as guys continue their careers. If you were this way in college, okay, and you didn't show up for things and you weren't on time, and that stuff resonates. Because guess what? You get to the NFL, nobody's calling you and say, hey, make sure you're at this meeting. You're an adult now. You're supposed to be here. We're paying you big money. So those are the kind of things we're talking about, guys. And it doesn't make him a bad person. We're just simply saying some of the stuff that we heard about James – hey, didn't concern the Falcons enough for them not to draft him.
And they did a deep dive on the guy. Look, I mean, a couple guys hit me up that I ran into over the weekend saying, man, Jalen Walker sounds like unbelievable. Yeah, because he's polished. He's a captain of the team. He's one of those guys. Pierce is a different energy. I mean, again, you want him spinning plates and doing knock-knock jokes? I mean, yes, not everybody is going to come off. It's tough because Jalen came off like a rock star.